Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to a new episode from the Savvy Plant Sisters. How is everybody doing? Hi T, what's going on?
Hello, hello everyone, and hello to you, sister. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. We've been MIA.
Yeah, and to be frank, life.
It's pandemic.
It's a pandemic.
We're in a pandemic.
Life happened and
yeah.
You know, and then most people, excluding myself, I've been working throughout this whole pandemic, but
yeah, me too, me too. I think I work more this year than I did in 2020. I feel like I'm working. It's like we're making up for the time we were down in 2020. I feel like it has been insane this year. So, but we're back.
Yes.
We're back.
We're just gonna start by catching up.
How did your summer go?
Little bit of a rough patch.
Okay.
Things were going on in my life, and I kind of sort of neglected my plants. I'm sorry, but got back on track. I will never forget about my babies, but just like I said before, you know, things come up and
well, you can't forget about your plant babies.
No,
it's like you got to remember what brought us to plants.
Yes. And I'm happy to say that, you know, as time passed, I got myself together and, you know, went back to
where
I started from. It was just a temporary setback.
Yeah, how many did you lose?
I lost a few.
Okay.
I lost a few.
I think it's normal. I think we all lose a few plants.
Yes. And I agree.
Every season, I feel like I learn something new. Every season with my plants, I learn, I have a new list of to-dos and don'ts. So I'm learning so many different things through seasons. We finally got through a winter. Now this is our second winter.
Woo!
So we made it through one winter. Now we're going into our second winter. Back to our summer. Did you see a lot of growth with your plants?
Okay, so the one plant that I had, and her name is Lala, and she was my fiddly pig. Oh my gosh, you guys, my fiddle leaf, she was just having babies left and right, like every time, like as of right now.
Which one is this?
This is Lala.
Okay.
So.
It's the one that's downstairs.
This is the one downstairs.
Okay.
And by the way, guys, I have three fiddles.
Mm-hmm.
One in my bedroom and two on my main floor. But actually this is the smaller one. She right now, they're like teenagers. Like, mm-hmm. If that makes sense, they're like teenagers now. They, you know, mid leaf. But it was like 10
babies.
10.
I really,
like, one fiddle has 10. Like, every time I
one,
her,
one plant had like 10 babies.
Yes,
wow,
I'm not even exaggerating.
Wow, wherever you have her, you need to keep her.
She would never be moved. I'm afraid to move.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope damage that would be done.
I hope that's my story, because you know fiddle leaf are one of my favorites. So this is probably this is my fifth. This is my fifth go around, and I think I am not a quitter. Okay. This is my baby. I love fiddle leaf pigs, and this time I have a tree. Remember the tree I got? So. Actually, I have three trees now, but this is the one that's in my office. The one that's in the office, I think that's her. She's in her place.
Okay, so let me ask you.
She's in her place.
Let me ask you, what are you doing different with your fiddle?
I think, one, I find myself, I quarantine, and then I move it here, and then I move it here. I move it too much. This time, I quarantine, and I moved her straight to where I finally figured out where she needs to go, because my office, I have a south-facing window, and I was always afraid to put her in a south-facing window because I didn't want the leaves to burn. But I'm noticing that she's in this south-facing window, but she's not getting her leaves burned. So she's still like pushed away, but not pushed too far away where she's getting all of this light. So I think she's happy. So I'm not going to speak too much on it because we're still new. We're still new, but I believe that she has found her home. She's found her space, and she's happy.
So what is it about the fiddle leaf that you're just determined to have it?
I feel fiddle leaf figs remind, we're black women. Fiddle leaf fig reminds me of myself. Because fiddle leaf figs are divas.
Yes.
You have to be very gentle with them. Because
they're stern,
they're strong.
The leaves are a nice heart.
She'll tell you when she's not happy.
Ooh.
She'll tell you when them leaves flop or one fall off, you know something's wrong.
Yep.
And this fiddle leaf fig remind me of me in a sense.
Yes.
And I think that's why I have this connection with the fiddle leaf fig, the scientific name Ficus lorata.
And I think it's definitely define you as far as not wanting to change.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not even going to lie because
the fiddle don't like to be changed.
It does not.
It
don't want you to touch her. She's like, move, don't touch me. Because when my fiddly figs, I don't touch her. I like, ooh, hold on, I'm getting too close. I make sure I don't be bumping her. She's very sensitive. And yes, I know I have that problem of change. I'm adjusting to change because pandemic has taught me that I have to be more flexible.
But that's not always necessarily a bad thing. I would say I'm probably more so of a pothos. Just put me anywhere. Put me anywhere, I'll thrive, you know?
Speaking of pothos, I don't know what is going on with my pothos, but I think all of them are going through it right now. Because I don't know where these yellow leaves are coming from. They all got, like, yellow here and there. And I'm not sure what is happening.
But this is the time of year where you're going to have more yellow leaves. So, especially if you have, if you water in the plant, like you know, the norm, and it's in the same spot, you know, we know pothos don't need a whole lot of sun.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, they're hard to kill.
They are.
Now, with that said, I have killed some, but I know why, you know.
Yeah.
You can't neglect them.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
To extreme, but, you know. Now, there is a plant. You know, if we piggyback to the question you asked me earlier, how many have I lost? I have lost a peace lily. I had to lay her to rest.
Yeah.
And there was my large peace lily.
Yeah, that's the one I just tossed to.
Yeah. Oh.
But I figured it out. See, with the peace lily, you can't let them faint too much because you have to have them on a water. You have to pay attention when they're. That's the one good thing about a peace lily is that that's really the best plant. I think I lost interest in mine, and that's why I just, like, whatever. But if you let them go without water, fall over like they did, they resurrect themselves. After doing that, sometimes they lose it. Like, I had enough. And I think that's what happened to mine. And then I think I was trying so hard not to let it flop over. I was overwatering it because it had to start turning yellow on the leaves and all kind of stuff went haywire. And then I watered it too much. And then it got mushy, and then, I mean, I had a mushroom in there one time. Like, that's how much I was overwatering it. It was, like, insane.
And the thing is that peace lilies, one thing I've realized is they do like their soil to be moist.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
Not mushy,
but
yeah.
Moist. And so, once you learn, I mean, that's the whole thing with these plants, we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
You never really get it all the way. You know, it's a learning process. But I know for me, the reason why my pretty much killed my peace lily is because I was neglecting her too much. So I think it's exactly
and she just gave
she, just
she gave up.
She's like, enough of this.
Yeah,
you don't want me.
You're fainting too much.
She fainted too much. So, you know, but with that said, I did replace her.
But now, you know, like, I replaced mine, but now I know what not to do. Now I pay attention to her more, and I make sure that she's not fainting. But one thing that I actually grew to love this peace lily because I have one in my bedroom now. And, of course, peace lily are one of those oxygen plants.
Yes.
And I feel like it definitely makes a difference because it sits right on the side of my bed.
So I'm not going to go against science or anything.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
I have a peace lily in my bedroom. I have peace lily, and I also have my snake plant, mother tongue, centenarian. So I feel like I love that. That's why when my other ones started going nuts, I said I have to get another peace lily. Like, I have to get another one because I have to have one in this corner. And it's weird because where I have it at, I can't put no other plant there. But the peace lily, she lives there. She loves that one spot because it's dark, but it gets light like sideways. But she loves it right there. And she is, I feel like it's balancing the air. So I forever need a peace lily in my room.
And maybe I don't think I have the room unless I find a way to put it up. So, what's the guy that had the product line at Target?
Oh, Hilton Carter.
Hilton. So Hilton had like a hammock.
Oh yes, that would be gorgeous.
And he had a bit. Now he had a Mysteria, but I'm thinking like I kind of would like to get a hammock, have it in a corner, and put a big piece.
Well, I don't think you have room. You got too many plants in your room.
Okay, that's fair. But is there a such thing as too many plants?
There's not a such thing. It's really not a such thing. It's really not a such thing. It's really not.
No such thing.
It's really not.
I just need to do, look into that more, do some measuring. But yeah, when it comes to plant decorating too, what I've been doing lately is moving my plants off the floor.
Yeah, you're taking them vertical.
Yeah. And that gives me more space.
Mm-hmm.
On the floor.
So have you been grouping your plants together since we're in winter, giving them that humidity?
Well, not really, because my plants are they're always grouped together.
Okay.
So I haven't purposely grouped them because of the change of the season. They're always grouped.
I did
that. They kiss each other.
I actually did that, and I usually have mine spaced out, but I actually grouped them together. And I actually have noticed a difference with them is that I don't feel like I need to water them often because they're holding it. It's like they're feeding each other. You know what I mean? It's like the humidity from each other. And I'm like, wow, why haven't I been doing this previously?
I've always done it.
I used to be so, because it's like, oh no, I don't want any pests to transfer to each other.
I do. You stay up on it.
I do. And I have my new solution. Guys, I have a new organic solution that I use, a spray that I came up with, but we'll talk about that later, that I spray my plants with every month, and it helps with the pests. It gets rid of that. And to be honest, since I've been doing that, I have not had any pest issues because I've been treating them.
I've been very fortunate.
A mealybug
or aphid or something. Just because, good dog. But I have been very fortunate to not have had any.
Do you treat them?
Yes, I treat my plant. I don't.
Do you use that solution that I gave you?
No. I'm definitely interested in that solution. But I just go to my go to my castile soap.
Okay.
Water and. Mm-hmm. Organic. And so I just have a spray bottle, mix it up, and then I just spray my plants, spray the soil.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, so good.
And guys, it's so much better when you go organically with what you use for your plants than we used to go to Home Depot and buy all this stuff.
Insecticide. But I
find like my plants do so much better without it. I feel like because the percentage of what's good in those solutions is not really enough for my plants. So I used to wonder why it's not really getting to it, because it's nice. If it's a neem oil, it's like really 0.8% of neem oil. You know what I mean? But
you would know that. So like I say, you get into this world. And you learn.
Rabbit hole is like a rabbit hole that we're in. That is like crazy.
It costs a little more. The Castile soap costs, but you're only using a small amount.
And it's so worth it. It's so worth it to your plants. They will thank you for it. They will thank you for it.
So, we go back to the summer. Were you fertilizing?
You know what? Yes, I did. Actually, I got a fertilizer from one of our local plant shops, and I love her because she's a black sister, and I love her plant shop, and that's something I see for myself. I see that for us down the line is having a plant shop. I love it. It's so the energy in a plant shop, it just takes you to another level. It is I mean, guys, what we do, what we plan on having is down the line, and we hope in the next month or so, a couple months, depending on how COVID is, we want to have like a little workshop at our favorite plant shop. And then, you know, we'll have her there. She's going to do some plant education. You get to meet us, chat with us, and we can just talk plants. We can have plants and wine. Plants and tea is my favorite, okay? Plant, wine, tea, and I'm telling you, the energy, the vibe is amazing. And anybody that don't know about plants, that don't like plants, you come to this, you will love plants.
I promise.
It'll start with 1 or 2. It does, and then you'll have over 100, yeah. And it's amazing how they grow and how it's like, where did they come from?
It's
addictive because it's so many plants.
Okay, so speaking of plants, have you bought any new plants?
Yes.
So which new plants have you bought?
Well, of course, my tree, my Philly fig tree. So I got a couple of those. I got a new Monstera that is insane. I mean, I just took a picture and I sent it to Dad earlier today because it's like one leaf is like 3 of my hand size. I mean, she is doing amazing. She's living her best life. So my favorite right now is Sarah. I bought another one of those. I bought another fiddle leaf fig. And then I'm really loving my Brazil. My Brazil is, she's living her best life.
Philodendron Brazil, like,
yeah.
I have about 5-4. They grow like crazy, and they don't require a lot. They like just feed me.
Yeah,
just feed me. Now the one plant that I bought recently, and it's the only plant I have that's of that kind is the Mycan Philodendron.
Oh yeah, my Mycan is doing really good though too.
And see, my Mycan is
she's not growing as fast as I expected. Maybe she's not in her ideal place.
But the lighting plays a big part. They don't like too much light.
Yeah.
So it's just fine. So, it's still, she's new. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is growing. But I did read up that they like the soil to be moist.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the peace lilies. Mm-hmm. And then it's finding the right location. Now, right now she's in a south facing window, so which is extreme light, but it's just a one window, so it's not too much intense heat. So I'm just monitoring her right now. I may have to move her back and see how she does if she doesn't seem to be going as, you know.
Okay,
right now she's fine, but I'm excited for that one, because that's, I don't have any mycans. I always wanted a mycan. But my favorite plant to this day is my Hindi.
I am so jealous.
She's grown like there's new leaves.
I mean,
they're slow growers.
I never would have expected that.
I can't move her. She's in one spot, but she loves it there.
I just want to try. I want to find one more. I just want to try it again. I never see them. I have
rare.
Not found any
but
of them.
But I would say what I've learned. Or at least the ones that I have.
Yeah.
And so what I purposely do, really what I've been doing with most of my plants, is I let them dry out.
Yeah.
I let all my
You're
plants
safer that
dry
way.
Out.
It's better to be underwater instead of over water.
Exactly. And when I do that, I notice that they do very, very well. But I have the ones that I know, like I said, with the Mycan, like the soil with the peace lily, likes the soil. So the ones that I know wants to be moist, I will purposely go and make sure that they, you know, get water more regularly.
I really, if I find another one, I'm definitely gonna buy it. If I see another one, you don't see them often. One of my favorites too now, that it's amazing, I love them even more now, is I love the prayer plants.
Oh, I do have one.
I do have that lemon lime. I took a piece off. I've been propagating. Actually, I gave a piece of that I was propagating to one of my coworkers. But I love my prayer plant. Oh my gosh. Yes. 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 You cut them like you do any other plant, you know, right where they're, you know, one of the, what do you call them? The notes. Yeah. But I love it so much because you see, it's like you see them in action. You know what I mean? You see them every night, my prayer plants, I like to miss them. And they like to be missed when they're like in that praying position, because then the water comes down and it doesn't stay on the leaves. So they like to be missed then. And then every night it's so crazy how they just go up like they're like praying. And then in the morning they go back down. It's simply amazing to me. And I just love, it just shows you creation.
It does. And that's why I think.
I love it.
I think that's one of the main reasons why I got into this whole plant besides the happiness that it gives me, I'm fascinated by the foliage, the different types of foliage, mm-hmm. you know, the texture of the leaves. I mean, they're all different.
Yeah.
They're all different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so like my regal shield, oh, she just had a baby, by the way, okay. But she just had a baby.
You know what, my regal shield, yours has grown like long. Mine, she stayed, she didn't grow. She just multiplied. But I what I don't like about regal shields, one come, one go.
Yep.
I don't like that.
I had to, matter of fact, yesterday, I had to cut a leaf.
I don't like that. I want them all, get full, let's go. I don't like how one come, one go.
Probably will have to do some more research. And if you guys know any tips or suggestions on how to prevent that, I don't know if that's just how they, you know, the plant does.
Allocations, I believe they do that.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. That, surprisingly, my African ass.
Oh,
I bet.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's been living for over a year now.
Matter of fact, I'm going to
go her. But she's doing so well. And probably if I move my man, she'll probably immediately die. But where I have her, I can't believe she comes up. New baby goes, one goes, of course, one always fall, another one comes up, and she's standing so strong.
I think what happened, my African mass, because I have that one at work, I think I have spider mites.
And so they're prone to spider mites.
Spider mites, and what I did was, instead of bringing my go-to solution, I bought some regular Home Depot neem oil insecticide spray, and I probably sprayed it to death. And I kid you not, ever since I did that, it stopped. Mm. It stopped growing. Mm-hmm. So now it's down to two leaves, and they're yellow. They probably,
oh yeah, you must toss it. Toss it. It's done. But you could though. But I did see your article that says that you can save the bulbs, and now,
oh, yeah. yes.
You know, cut them all back. But you gotta like cut them. Wrap them up, put them in a dark space. I mean, if you choose to do all of that, to me, that's just, I'm not doing all that. I'm buy another one. I'll buy another one come summer. I'm not doing all that. I am not packing this bulb. I'm not doing none of that. None of that. I'm just going to buy another one. I love African mass, but I don't love you that much. And I'm about to be doing all of that. I am not doing all of that. But that's what they say you can do it. Personally, no, I have not. I won't. But
I did get some, what else did I get this year? Oh, I got a, over the summer, I got a Chinese evergreen.
Okay.
I can't remember the actual type of, because it's a bunch of different evergreens. But she's gorgeous. And actually, she flowers.
Mm.
So that was new. And this is the only evergreen that I have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She flowers. It was just, you know, maybe that's what they do. I don't know.
I don't have one. Oh, you know what? I do have a smaller one, that pink one.
Okay. See, this one is...
I forgot about that. She's so small, though.
This is green. It's all green. And the leaves are like a marble of two or three different types of green. So it's,
oh, okay,
it's,
gotcha.
You know, it's no color.
Yeah, yeah.
Gorgeous, though. She's so fine. She just sit there and do her thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then I got some...
Okay.
And so far, they're so good. I know they usually go dormant this time of year.
Mine's actually live. It has been living since last year.
Okay.
It is. It's been living since last year. Unfortunately, she's a place. She's. I mean, I hate to say it. She's not my favorite. So she goes into her neglect mode. But she's still going. She's still. She's very strong. She's still going. I mean, she's like. That's like my umbrella plant. She's. I don't know. I don't even baby her. I forget about her, and she's still like, "What up, though?"
That's a plant that's like, I don't get money.
But I felt like I had to have that. I felt like it was one of those plants that you gotta have. You gotta have an umbrella.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's how I feel about snakes. You gotta have.
You have to have a snake. How many snakes you got?
Three.
I think I only have two.
I got three snakes.
You can't go wrong with the snakes, but ZZ's.
Oh, you can't go wrong with snakes.
Well, as far as where you put them.
That's
overwatering.
Yeah, and that's what it's
overwatering.
Is what I've learned, or what we've learned. Even though people say, oh, ZZ's are resilient, or snake plants are resilient.
You could kill them.
You can't kill them.
But you think about it. Think about it. We overwater our plants because that's the way of taking care of our plants. We feel like that's my way of showing love. I gotta give you some water. But no, that's not the way to show love. How about clean them? Wipe the leaves. Show them love that way. Because when you water them, you're killing them. And that's the first thing you want to do when you get a plant is, I gotta water you. That's like when you first bring a plant home, the first thing you're like, I gotta water you. No, you don't. Because that plant shop, especially if you get it from Home Depot, no shade. Let me just say the big box stores, okay? You get it from the big box stores, they done drowned them. They've been sitting in swimming pools, okay? You don't have to do nothing, okay? It needs to dry out, because that's how my fiddle was. Let me tell you, when I first got my fiddle out, because I got it. I got it, my first big old tree, I got it from a big box store. And she was so wet. I didn't water her for a whole month. That's how wet she was. Okay, I think when I bought it was root rot. And when I went there, the lady was going like this. I'm like, ma'am, stop.
Leave it alone.
I'm like, everything over here is drowning. It's drowning. They still trying to survive for life, sweet water, okay? Please stop
put
it.
Her down.
Okay, they be killing them boys.
Journey, you know, I was a firm believer with the water meter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
It's still a staple, but you learn how to not rely on it so much.
The whole, because at first people be like, that's not predictable. I get it. But the more you know your plant,
you can look at them and tell.
Yeah. You can see the touching the leaves. I learned about certain some plants. Especially with Hoyas, you can just feel the leaves and determine whether or not they need to be watered. Mm-hmm. You know, but that comes in time.
Mm-hmm.
The more, you know, you mature.
Trial and error,
the more you mature in this whole plant journey. And I'm still learning as I go, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting to know that I'm not going to ever know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so I think that's how it's been leading up to now. I am finding my joy. My joy, it never went, but it kind of got sidetracked by other things. But I got my joy back, and that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, winterizing. Are you doing anything in particular?
Well,
now,
I'm definitely.
I know you say grouping your plants.
I have grouped my plants to get the humidity going. I have a humidifier, so I kind of rotate that around a little bit. And I have been very conscious of where my plants are placed because I don't want them near vents. Because, of course, that is not good. Your plants do not want to be, they don't like vents on them, and they don't want to be where doors are open and closing. So my patio door, I had a plant right next to it, but I had to move that because when I open my patio door, it's like a whiff of cold air come through. So I had to strategically kind of get that together.
And I agree.
And pull them back from the window so much.
Yeah.
My windows are new windows, but when it gets so cold outside, it's cold. So it's like they don't need to be on the window like that. So I pull them back a little bit.
I do have maybe 3 plants that I think are going there's a vent right underneath it.
And they're, do they like that?
So far, so good. But I'm like, book wise, I'm purposely killing those.
You are killing them.
But they're doing fine. I kid you not.
Is that vent open?
Yes, it's open. Like, I was sitting at my dining room table and the leaves, the vent.
Are blowing.
The leaves were blowing from the vent.
Oh, yeah, keep an eye on that.
But I have my zebra plant there. I have my spider plant. I have my mycan. I have my,
I'm not sure what's going on, but guys, avoid that.
I'm just saying.
Okay, it's working for her. I'm not sure how, but.
But as of December, whatever, 26th,
yeah,
they're doing fine. And wow. I said the kids leave the door open. They will leave the door open.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And
okay.
It's probably making them tougher.
Okay.
You,
back to new plants. I forgot my aloe vera. I have a huge, huge, huge aloe vera that I call Gotham. And I cannot believe that she's doing as well as she's doing now. She has so many babies and pups that I really need to pull them for new plants and give them as gifts or something. But she's getting so huge. She has so many babies all up under her that's tilting her a little bit. I forgot to mention that. Yes, I love that so much.
Skin Baptist, I'm sorry. Skin Baptist, the Silvery
Ann. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, she's wonderful. Oh my gosh, she's growing like crazy.
And she's by that.
She's
blowing in the wind.
She's getting a tan daily.
That's very different. Okay. So, guys, that's working out for T, but I do not recommend that for you. Okay, because mine's immediately.
You're responsible for your plant diet, I'm just saying.
Mine's immediately head to the graveyard that way.
And I don't have.
That's because you have your plants. Yours are grouped together so much. So you have a whole lot grouped together. So they're getting that humidity off of each other. But.
So. This is fun, by the way. I'm glad that we were able to.
We had to get back to this.
We had to get back to this.
Guys, we're not gonna commit and say next week there's going to be another episode. But. We at least want to have at least twice a month. Okay. So what I would suggest you do is just follow us, turn on your notifications. So when there's a new episode, we can definitely let you know. You can definitely follow us on Instagram. I am Savvy Plant, Savvy Brown Plant.
And then for me, T Classy Plant Mama.
Yeah. Savvy Brown Plant Chick. Is my Instagram handle, and then Classy Plant Mama.
So what are we going to discuss next week? I mean, there's so much.
It's so much.
Whenever we do it again, not necessarily.
I would say maybe we can like just touch bases on like potty mix, because I know this is not the time to repot your plants, but sometimes it's absolutely necessary, because I have a Monstera, one of my older Monsteras. The soil is horrible right now, and if I don't take her out of that potting soil and put her in some new potting soil, she's headed to the graveyard. So in these type of emergency situations, you do have to repot your plants.
Because I recently repotted my philodendron tree. She was like grouped out.
Yeah.
And I had to repot her. She's doing very well.
Yeah.
So
sometimes, of course, it's necessary. You don't want to just repot them, because I find that a lot of people, when you first get a plant, you're like, I'm going to go home and repot this. No, it does not need to be repotted. Leave it alone, because this trauma already coming home with you and adjusting to your environment is too much trauma. So you only want to repot when it's absolutely necessary.
And preferably the
spring. Yes. That's the best time because it's gonna get going. It's going to be growing. It'll recover. So only repot your plants when it's absolutely necessary. When it's like my situation, she's going to die if I leave her next door. So I would like for us to talk a little bit on soy mixtures, because I'm working on my own soy mixture, and I know that you need different type of soil mixtures for different type of plants. So I have two that possibly need to be pre-potted. So I have one more of the Santanderian first, which I know would need a different potting soil than my Monstera. So I will maybe next episode we can talk about those different types of potting mixes.
We can also talk about some rare plants. Yeah, we can touch on that too.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. But guys, thank you for listening to us again, and we will talk to you later.
All right, you guys, stay safe.
Stay safe and healthy, and wear your mask. Bye.